Straight Talk on WRHI-FM 100.1 and CN2 is presented by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders. Now here's Manning Kimmel broadcasting live from Substation 2 on Cherry Road in Rock Hill with Straight Talk, selected by the South Carolina Broadcasters Association as the state's top public affairs program.
And a good afternoon. Welcome into Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop for another edition of our Straight Talk program presented by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders. Our thanks to our co-sponsor today, Comporium, your friendly neighborhood tech giant. Piedmont Medical Center is with us today, a community built on care, and you can find out more about them online at piedmontmedicalcenter.com. Very pleased to have back with us a guy who's been here a couple times in the past. His name is Michael Sanders. He's all about what he calls the Give Back Tour. And we're going to learn about that today. But the finale is coming up here in the month of August. And we're going to talk about that today on our Straight Talk program. So as we always do, Michael, we need to get a little bit of background on you. Tell people a little bit about your background, if you would.
Okay, I appreciate that. Michael E. Sanders, Jr. I'm a native of Rock Hill, lived in Fort Mill for 20 years, and definitely familiar with this area college, and I've been self-employed with the courier business, lawn care business, chauffeur transportation, and that kind of what kind of led into some COVID things. My father's situation was led into this Give Back Tour thing that I started in 2022.
So you got out of those businesses when something happened in your life that you decided we were going to make something out of this.
Well, the courier business I had for 7.5 years. I sold it. It's still around today, 22 years after I found it. The lawn care business helped me get the chauffeur transportation off the ground. Once that was successful, I offloaded the lawn care business and focused with the chauffeur transportation. And, you know, we all talk about the impact of COVID in 2020 with the lockdown in March, severely impacted my business. And then, unfortunately, 2 months after that is when this new realm of life came into play when my father committed suicide May 16th, I also say 17th. 2020. And the reason why I say those 2 days is he made his decision on the 16th, but he didn't die of his injuries until the 17th of 2020. I held on to the business for a couple more years, you know, through PPP, trying to survive, get through that, never could recover. January 2022, I offloaded that business and started my fourth business, the first nonprofit Give Back Tour, with the main focus of focusing on mental health and my father's honor.
So your objective with the Give Back Tour was to, what, raise awareness of mental illness, which everybody was doing as a result of COVID.
Yeah.
And also to raise some money for...
Absolutely.
Okay.
Yeah, the main purpose was after my father's decision. And so what we did is I wanted to do something different rather than seminars and speeches and so forth. Those are great. We actually will have some of those incorporated into the event. But it was just a way to have fun. I'm an entertainer, kind of a closet entertainer. So I came up with this idea to do a dinner and lip sync battle. Some people may be familiar with the lip sync battle show that used to be on TV with LL Cool J. So, you know, we're not as good as that, but we'll try to emulate that. So it was a way to have fun, have a nice event that, you know, people come to. They're supporting mental health through business sponsorship, through ticket sales, through donation, have fun with the lip sync battle. And the overall cause is to raise money for mental health awareness. And in the past, we've done NAMI Piedmont Tri-County, National Alliance on Mental Illness, which has a Rock Hill location supporting York, Lancaster, Chester County. And then, of course, Helsinki's Hope, which is a college football story, has roots in USC Gamecock, but the main story goes back to Washington State with Heidi Helsinki and their parents founded Helsinki's Hope. And then this year, we're adding Less Than Three Foundation that has a Rock Hill tie, Brandon Guffey's son, Gavin Guffey, who made the decision 2 years ago. More related to sex torsion, but also has a mental health aspect to it as well.
Yeah, we had Brandon Guffey on here just last week, as a matter of fact.
Yeah.
It's a sad story, but it's a very interesting story as well in terms of what Brandon is doing to take a tragedy and turn it into something positive. So that's good.
Absolutely.
So you've had how many of these Give Back Tour events?
So we've had two previously. The
two
first
up.
One was for my father. I think that was May 12, 2022.
Right.
And, you know, the original, everybody has a, you know, a business plan, a business model. I've had three prior businesses, you know, that have followed a model. And the other concept was that the main focus of mental health, but also supporting other 501c3s. In August of that year, we had a second event for ALS. Had a tie with my former father-in-law, who was diagnosed with ALS. And then we brought in another person right here in Rock Hill, Derek Ingram, who at that time was 38, and about the same time was diagnosed with ALS, but it was attacking him much more aggressively. Mm. And then the difference between my father-in-law being a Marine and Derek being just an average person like you and I, he had to fight not just a disease, but fight it from a financial standpoint. So we actually had a very successful event in August for ALS, and then through the outpouring of support, that financial contribution continued off the rest of the year. A lot of ups and downs since then. A matter of fact, I was originally going to have this event May. You know, May is Mental Health Awareness Month.
Sure.
Coincidentally, May is the same time my dad made a decision. Well, I say May 16th, 17th, 2020. Personal reason, no need for that here. I didn't do it. There was a lot of coincidences. I wanted May 16th. It was a Thursday. My father made his decision May 16th back in 2020. But rather than cancel it, walk away, wipe my hands clean, I decided to postpone it to August 15th of this year. So it's outside of the Mental Health Awareness Month, but it's still for the same cause, mental health awareness, still supporting these three, NAMI, Piedmont Tri-County, Holistic Hope, and Less Than Three Foundation.
Phew. So this is the last one. This is it.
This is it, yeah.
The Give Back Tour is coming to an end this summer.
Yeah, this is what I call the grand finale. Again, it's time to... People always say one day you need to write a book. One day I probably will, and this is just going to be one chapter in that book. So this chapter is coming to a close in less than a couple of weeks, and I'll move on and get back into whether it's into the business world or the job world. I hadn't figured that part out, but I will once I get past August 15th.
I'm sure you will. All right, so let's talk about this big event. It's going to be on the 15th of August, and you're going to hold it at Brakefield.
Yeah. Coincidentally, Brakefield, where I've had the previous two. So this will be, there's a lot of weird connections. I'll talk about that later with three and all the story. Absolutely wasn't a part of the business plan, but sometimes things happen. And when you figure out those things, you just kind of see all the connections to come around it. So yeah, Thursday, August 15th, 6:15 to 10. When I say that, 6:15 is when the door opens. We'll start about 6:50 with dinner. And then the show kicks off about 7:35. So 6:15 to 6:45 to get people in, get them situated, grab a drink, grab your seat, and get ready to start for the show, for the dinner first. And then, of course, the show is 7:30. Yeah, Brakefield at Riverwalk. People familiar with Riverwalk in this area, Brakefield event venues, the nice event venue, primarily weddings, but do a lot of different things. And this will be the third time we actually have our event.
It's a beautiful setting. I mean, they open the doors, and you're right there on the edge of the Catawba River.
The backdrop that I do is right there, what they call the ceremony circle. So the Catawba River is the backdrop of some of my pictures as well.
Good, 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 good. So the show itself, what's the show going to be?
Yeah, so it's a lip-sync battle. So, again, not trying to have an event that just, you know, people giving speeches and so forth. That's all great, nothing about that. Just want to do something that was fun, something that was entertaining, something else to draw people to it, but also supporting the root of the call, which is mental health. This kind of concept comes from the lip sync battles on TV with LL Cool J. We're not that good, but we try to emulate as much as possible. So we basically are raising money through entertainment to contribute to these fine mental health causes that are doing their job to go out there and need the financial support to do so.
So how did you happen to select NAMI and Holistic Hope and the Less Than Three Foundation?
Yeah, well, I think the first one that came up was actually Holinsky. So back when my father made his decision, I can't remember if I was introduced or just remember the Holinsky's Hope story with Ryan Holinsky, who I think it was 2018 or 19. He was the backup quarterback. The starter got hurt the first game of the season. He came in the second game of the season. And win or lose, good or bad, he always helped with number three. And that's because his brother, who played on the other coast, Washington State, Tyler Holinsky, after his sophomore year, committed suicide. He was also a quarterback. And their parents, Mark and Kim Holinsky, founded Holinsky's Hope. It's a college-based organization, not just focused on football, but college athletics all around and mental health. So that had the root that I remembered. And then, of course, I just come across NAMI, National Alliance on Mental Illness, and have a Piedmont Tri-County office right here in Rock Hill. Met with Robert White back in 22 and their organization. And then, like I said, the tie that I have with Less Than Three Foundation, I'm a personal friend of Brandon Guffey. Coincidentally, his son made his decision just 2 or 3 months after my first event. So it was very easy to add that as another mental health call beneficiary for these events.
Many people remember Gavin. Gavin, he was a great young man. And we also know the story, how tragic that was. And as I said, his dad has done a tremendous job in taking that tragedy and turning it into something positive. Changed his whole life, for sure.
Absolutely.
Because he's working on this thing full time, big time.
Yeah, I mean, he was already in the political forum and trying to get that seat. He got it, and then he's done a lot with it, with the Gavin's Law, and not only just taking out in South Carolina, but nationwide as well, with all the different things related to sextortion and all the things that went on with that.
He got that law passed as a freshman in his first year
absolutely
in South Carolina's legislature, unheard of, and they were so impressed with what he had done, they hauled him over to the Senate side and said, we're naming this bill Gavin's Law.
Absolutely.
That was really quite something.
I bet so.
Great story. Okay, so you're going to have this competition with the lip-syncing stuff. And this is how you generate dollars to get to these charities?
Yeah, so obviously that's the entertainment part of it.
Right.
So the overall sponsorship, I have four sponsorships. Just one platinum. What the platinum is the table that's going to host all the beneficiaries. So I'm going to have two representatives from NAMI, two representatives from Holistic Hope, and two representatives from Less Than Three Foundation. In addition to the sponsor for that platinum is Panther Heating and Cooling. And then...
good old Mike Gettings.
Yeah, Mike Gettings. I'm a good friend of Josh Gettings, but I know Mike Gettings as well. I've actually, many years ago, tied with Panther Heating and Cooling, working with them. And so outside of that, we have gold. So we have the stage. There's eight tables around the stage. So there's eight lip syncs, so there's eight gold tables. So there's a sponsor, gold sponsor for each lip sync. I think I'm looking for maybe one, two more gold sponsors that may be interested. And then, of course, there's the 11 silver table, a total of 20, 11 silver tables, probably just a handful of those that I'm looking for. And then, of course, what I call bronze, those are ticket buyers. So each sponsor gets two tickets of a table of 10. The
sure.
other eight are filled in with the bronze.
Gotcha.
The tickets themselves for the general public is $100 for what I call the bronze sponsor. And like I said, I do it on a Thursday night to minimize costs. If you can get vendors to work with you for free or 50% off. And so the point of it is to raise as much money as possible. And in addition to those, there's a lot of people that can't make it or whatever. There's also the donation option on the Give Back Tour. So www.givebacktour.org, there's a donate now option for people that just want to donate $5, $25, $100, or even from a business standpoint to contribute to the cause. 100% of what we don't spend with the vendors, 100% is going to these three causes.
And my guess is a lot of these vendors that you're working with are cutting you a deal anyway.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Brakefield, Elite Entertainment, he's actually been a part of two of my events, the first mental health and the second one, Kevin Porter, Braden Porter, always helped me out. The photographer and, caterer, Shanali Thomas is with Splendishes, also Quartz Cooks and Book is going to be helping us from the catering standpoint.
Good.
So, yeah, a lot of great vendors that help us out. Again, trying to minimize the cost so therefore we can raise as much money as possible.
So if you pack the place, which you'd love to do, you could handle, what, 150, 200 people in there?
Yeah, yeah, the venue, max capacity is 200 people. So I'm definitely trying to fill it to the brim, make this the third one, the best one, the most successful one. I guess you could call it go out with the bang. If I'm going to go out, we got to try to go out with the bang. So it'll be one for the book, one for the memory.
Well, so besides doing these radio programs, you've been on Palmetto Mornings, you're here on the Straight Talk.
Yes.
How else, what else are you doing to get the word out?
Yeah, I mean, I guess that's probably one of my challenges. This is a new field for me, have been for the past 2 years. So, you know, you can go to my personal Facebook page, which is Michael E. Sanders Jr. And then, of course, you go to Give Back Tour Facebook page, and that's where you'll see the links and you'll see the information. Or you can go to www.givebacktour.org to the events page to see that it's at Brakefield. And the best way to try to figure out the tickets, just give me an email at mike@givebacktour.org. Or I don't have a problem giving my cell phone for people that need to text or call, 803-517-9372. And like I said, for anybody that might not be physically there, whether you're out of state or you're just on vacation or on a business travel, we also have the donation option through the Give Back Tour website.
And keep in mind, all this is being done to try to support those entities that are dealing with mental health issues, trying to help people who help organizations that deal with the mental health issue all the time. Period.
Exactly. Yeah, Give Back Tour has never been one. Give Back Tour has always been a supporting 501c3,
right.
Meaning that I don't do this for me. I do this to support other 501c3. So every event we've always done is supporting another 501c3 and their cause is of raising money, because they have the people on the field, all the knowledge to go out and do what they do. We just help them with the financial support of being able to do what they do.
Right, and we've done enough programs with NAMI, with Less Than Three Foundation. I'm not as familiar with Helinski's Hope Group. I know the story,
yes,
but I haven't done a show with them. But they're all three well-known entities that are dealing with this growing, it is a growing crisis. It's called mental health. I mean, we see now in the Rock Hill school system, they have mental health counselors in every school.
Absolutely. I go to, two people I've talked to, their spouses work in mental health in the local Fort Mill of Rock Hill School District. I'm a product of Rock Hill, graduated from Rock Hill in 95, been in Fort Mill with my two kids. My daughter graduated last year from Catawba Ridge. My son's a rising senior. My daughter's a rising sophomore at Clemson. So they're a product of Fort Mill School District, one of the best around this area. And, mental health has always been around. My father had struggled with depression for decades. It wasn't an overnight decision. It was definitely a surprise decision, but it wasn't overnight. I do feel like COVID had a role in it.
Oh,
I'm not saying COVID
yes.
was the reason for it, but it was 2 months after the lockdowns happened.
That's
when
true.
It's something he'd been battling for decades. He was 64 years old. That's why I wear Sandra Strong band, MES 64, and also wear Helinski's Hope, number 3, because Tyler Helinski wore the number 3. And that's another funny thing that you mentioned. You hear the number 3 a lot.
Right.
And I'm going to talk about that on August the 3rd, because the more I talk about this is my third event. Piedmont Tri-County. Helinski's Hope, if you look at the logo, is H3H. Less Than Three Foundation. Now, the point of that is it's obviously a sideways heart. The less than sign and a three, but it makes the heart. But it's Less Than Three Foundation. I mean, there's a lot of ties with three. You know, again, it's been the third and final event. Not intentionally, but, you know, sometimes when things happen, you reflect back and say, that was meant to be.
It's very interesting. Okay, we got to take our mid-program break. Remind everybody that you are listening to Straight Talk live from Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop, presented by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax here with Founders. And by Comporium, your friendly neighborhood tech giant. Good Pharmacy is with us, your hometown pharmacy, Ebenezer Road at Camden Avenue in Rock Hill. And here at Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop, we do this thing called preparing fresh subs and salads. And we do it 6 days a week right in front of your eyes. The way we do it, which is what causes people to keep coming back here day after day after day, just like this young man who just walked in here, is in these white letters. So let's tell everybody together at the count of three. One, two, three. Slice, slice, slice. Garden, garden, garden. Come on, we do better than that. Back over these words.
If it's 12:30, it's Straight Talk on WRHI and CN2.
There are lots of reasons why people like dining at Substation 2.
Hit the spot, definitely.
Friends are great, and the company's great, and the food is fantastic. Bread's fresh, and they make my special for me every day.
I'm Charlie Ruffalo, and I guarantee you'll feel the same way after eating here at Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop.
When disaster strikes, one of the most important things is getting life back to normal. A little compassion can go a long way. Paul Davis is here for you. Paul Davis is committed to handling any property damage with exceptional care, because what we do is about more than property. It's about people. We have the training and expertise necessary to completely restore your property fast. For all your cleanup and restoration needs, call the experts at Paul Davis Restoration at 329-1140 or find us online at pauldavisrockhill.com.
Relax this summer with a promotional rate on select travel purchases with your Founders Federal Credit Union credit card. Now through August 31st, get 6.99% APR for 6 months on qualifying purchases, including airfare, hotels, restaurants, and cruise lines. Don't let interest rates slow you down this summer. Visit foundersfcu.com/travel to learn more. On March 1st, 2025, the promotional APR revert to the effective APRs previously disclosed. Call 800-845-1614 for details about credit costs and terms. Membership qualification required.
At Piedmont Medical Center, we have the expertise to treat the conditions that cause back pain, and we're focused on delivering compassionate care to help you live life pain-free. In fact, Piedmont Medical Center is designated a Blue Distinction Center for Spine Surgery by Blue Cross Blue Shield for our commitment to quality care and comprehensive spine surgery services. And by the way, Piedmont offers robotic spine surgery, an innovative surgical option that assists the spine surgeon and care team throughout the surgery. Piedmont Medical Center, a community built on care.
Introducing two new high-speed internet options. Comporium has created two new levels of service that give you access to fast, reliable internet for a remarkably low monthly price. Whether you prefer the light or the essential plan, you can do everything you want online without spending too much. Prices start at $29.94 per month for light internet, and essential internet is under $50. Both plans offer fast internet and free virus protection. Call Comporium today to sign up. 833-619-1848.
Have you ever wondered why so many people enjoy dining at Substation 2?
Good fresh food, even fresher than Subway, and it's also on a paleo diet.
I like the people, I like the food, and being picked on.
I'm Charlie Ruffalo, and I guarantee you'll feel the same way after eating here at Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop.
Straight Talk on WRHI-FM 100.1 and CN2 is brought to you by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders.
And back we are here at Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop. Very interesting conversation we're having today, not with this young man. Michael Sanders is with us today. This is all about something he started a couple of years ago called the Give Back Tour. It's all about supporting different agencies and entities that are dealing with mental health. And he's done two of these tours, two tour events so far. But the big one, the finale, is coming up here on August the 15th. And we have run down all the details. It's going to be at Brakefield. A lot that are going to be tickets available. If you want to find out more information about this, we'll ask him to hold his voice. Thank you very much. Yeah, just have to be quiet right here, you know? You can't come in here bellowing like that. Anyway, just go to thegivebacktour.com.
Givebacktour.org.
Givebacktour.org, okay. O-R-G. All right. And you'll find out all about this.
Of course, you call 803-517-9372 or text. But, like I said, it's lip-sync battles. It's fun. And, we have the first one, and everything is judged. It's judged by the audience. We have a first and second and third place prize winning. We had a skit back in May of 22, a Tina Turner skit,
right.
Proud Mary. That was definitely one of the biggest of the night.
I bet that was.
In August, it was kind of a very interesting twist. It was one of my favorite songs, Lady Gaga, Born This Way. And we had a group that did a skit that was what I call off the chain. Something Pastor Jerry always said when he was preaching, and that had to be good. So we've got a big night planned for this night, a lot of different skits. We have a big thing. So recently I've joined this Dance to Fit crew, which I know a lot of people may think is crazy. It seemed like it's more ladies-oriented. So far I've been the only guy doing it, but this is going to be a fun night. They're actually going to be a sponsor. We're going to want a big skit that night for Dance to Fit. Started off with my sister, and it rolled into four other organizations.
All the proceeds are going to be split between NAMI, Piedmont, Tri-County, Holinsky's Hope, and the Lesson 3 Foundation, which everybody knows about, through Brandon Guffey. So the finale is it. That's it.
Yeah.
You've done what you can do. That's it.
Yeah, this will be the one. I've been asked a lot of times, are you sure this is the last one? Or, what if it's the best one, the biggest one, the most successful? I said, I can sell everything, raise as much money as I can. I promise it's the last one. I want to go out with a bang, per se.
That comes the time. All right. So, what are you going to be doing after this?
I'm trying to figure that out. So, I've always been self-employed. Never had to go out into the quote-unquote job force. And so, at the same time of doing this, I'm trying to figure out what that next niche in life is. I've got a lot of business owner experience in transportation, a little bit of lawn care, courier, black car service. I always say 3-year college educated in the biology realm. Intended on being a veterinarian, but decided I didn't want to do that. I went my third year at Winthrop.
You could be a dentist. We go to dental school and help this guy out.
But right now my number one focus is the August 15th event.
Yeah.
And then secondary to that and immediately after August 15th, right, is going to be finding my next stage in life from an employment standpoint.
Well, maybe that daughter of yours that's up at Clemson will come up with a great idea for you.
Yeah.
Good for you.
One other thing that two other things I want to mention.
Sure.
You know, we talked about Olinsky Slope a lot. I just thought this was a huge deal. I've never met Kim and Mark. I've had a lot of email exchanges over the past 2 years with Kim. Mark added to it this year, and then he gave me his cell phone number, and he gave me the confirmation that Mark Olinsky will be at the August 15th event.
Wow.
Never met him, never even really talked to him, just via email and tech, but he will be at the August 15th event. I'm excited about that. And of course, NAMI and Less Than Three Foundation will have representatives there as well. And like I said, it's going to be a fun night. We got a lot of different skits, a lot of fun skits. Definitely going to be packing a lot into this last one because, again, if you talk about it, it is the grand finale.
Yeah, it's a big one. It obviously is a big one. And again, you need to go to the givebacktour.org, givebacktour.org,
yes,
to find out more information about it. Get your tickets if you want to go. If you want to be a sponsor of the event, great. I noticed that your platinum sponsor is Panther Heating and Cooling.
Absolutely.
Good for you.
Panther Heating and Cooling has actually been a part of all three events. I knew Mike Getting, a personal friend with Josh Getting. Matter of fact, when I had my black car service, I did his and Haley's wedding. And so they've been a part of all three, well, the first two, and they'll be a part of this one. They'll be the biggest sponsor of this one, and I appreciate all that they've ever done for me and will continue to do.
Good.
They've also been a personal customer, not customer of mine. I've been a customer there personally with our home heating and cooling.
Now, you hit the nail on the head here a minute ago. When people have said to you, is this really going to be the last event?
Yeah.
You've already done, this one could be so successful that you might say to yourself, I want to do another. But you've had enough of this. This is it.
Yeah. Matter of fact, on a Facebook post, a female made a comment earlier today, something about, I've learned a lot. I've only met her the past couple weeks. I've learned a lot about you in a little bit of time. This is not going to be your last one. I said, I appreciate it. But this is going to be the grand finale. I'm going all out, trying to make this the best one, the biggest one, and the most successful one. Not for me. It doesn't help me at all. It's for the beneficiary that we talked about already.
Right. Again, information about this event, how you can get involved, whether you just want to buy tickets or be a sponsor, is online at givebacktour.org, givebacktour.org. Michael, thank you so much for what you're doing, and good luck to you.
Let me say this last thing.
Sure.
Here's an answer. This will be the best Give Back Tour event of all. The question is, will you be there to see it for yourself?
Ah, attaboy. Good for you. Good marketing tool. All right. So that's going to do it for you. And I'm going to take a minute here to just tell everybody that tomorrow on our Straight Talk program, a very special edition, we've got the Family Court Judge David Guyton is going to be joining us tomorrow. Got a whole bunch of ground to cover with him. He's always a very interesting interview, a guy who has been dealing with family court issues for a long, long, long time. So I hope you'll be tuning in for that program tomorrow. So that is going to wrap up our Straight Talk program live from Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop, presented, of course, by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders. And by Comporium, your friendly neighborhood tech giant, right there in front of me. Read it, Manning. Yeah, there you go. So, again, we do it here live from Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop. How do we do it? What we do here is fresh subs and salads. We do it 6 days a week. Get the chips out of your mouth, Doc. At the count of three. One, two, three. Slice, slice, slice. Garden, garden, garden. Have yourself a wonderful day. We'll see you on the radio tomorrow. Bye.